Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin County Medical Center, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Law with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin County Medical Center, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Hennepin Health. Hennepin,
Good morning, Denny.
It must be the heat. No, it's the humidity. The Hennepin Healthcare's Healthy Matter. A lot of H's there.
There are.
And it is going to be hot. Seriously, you and I were talking off the air before we went on about this could be dangerous for some people.
It could.
Whose immune systems are kind of compromised.
Exactly. You know, when you get this kind of heat on, especially on a holiday weekend, you know, on a long weekend, people are, they've got plans.
Are you at the hospital today?
I'm going to be at the hospital. Okay. So I think the air conditioning's working in the hospital.
That's good.
So maybe I should be happy about that. No, I am working each day of this weekend, including tomorrow, which is fine. You know, I picked a profession where the business doesn't close, as did you.
Kind of like radio.
Kind of like radio. But if you are out today, it is or tomorrow, it's going to be hot, at least up here in the north, here in the Twin Cities. Maybe where you're listening from as well. But if you are, just make sure to take plenty of breaks. Get into the shade and every now and then, and hydrate just a lot. You really do need to stay well hydrated. But even more importantly, if you're getting too hot, it's almost too late to just keep drinking water at that point. What you ought to do if you're finding yourself getting woozy or dizzy and too hot, get into air conditioning if you can. But also, just get into the shade and take cool, not ice cold, but cool water and dump it on you, or mist it to spray it on your body, or put it on your skin, because that helps you cool off if you're getting too warm.
What are some of the symptoms, a couple of symptoms of heat stroke?
Yeah, heat stroke is the worst stage of heat-related illnesses. And it's if a person's getting confused and really dizzy and can't, you know, staggering around like they're drunk or something like that, that's when things are getting bad. If you're not thinking clearly, and, you know, you notice your husband, your wife, your friend, your child, your mother is kind of looking a little confused, maybe a little bit dizzy, you need to call 911 that case. The early stages are you're sweating profusely and you're getting kind of tired and fatigued. But when that sweating sort of tapers off even, That's not a good sign. And then you start get to confused, and your body's still generating heat, and it's not able to diffuse it. So that's when you would call 911 if you're getting dizzy, lightheaded, confused. That's the main thing is confusion. It can lead to seizures.
We always like to recommend, too, during weather like this, any severe weather here on CCOs, to check on neighbors or friends or family.
That's a great point, Denny. There was that. Do you remember that time in Chicago? There was a few years ago, a lot of older folks.
Yes.
It was in Chicago. That wasn't that long ago. I think in the past decade sometime, when people were in their homes. Older folks,
yes.
Maybe can't get to a cool area very much. Maybe their air conditioning broke. Maybe their fan's broken. And so do go check on your neighbors,
yeah.
Particularly if they're older.
Yes.
And maybe don't have as many people around them.
Absolutely. This is an open line show. What does that mean? You're going to be driving the show either by or with your phone calls or your text messages. So let's open up the phone lines, Doctor, and the text line as well. 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. They're clear now, so you can use them. Or if it's easier, send the doctor your text message. Again, we're not talking about any particular topic today. That number is 81807 for your text messages, 81807. Well, we're waiting for those folks to check in this morning. I want to make mention that you and I chatted. We looked at our broadcast area. Down in that brand new gorgeous building a few blocks from right here.
Exactly. Denny came down to visit. He came down to visit us. We're going to be doing our live show on June 10th. Is that 2 weeks from now? Is that
yeah,
three?
It's two.
That's
from,
just 2 weeks from today. Yeah. We're going to be doing our live show. It's in commemoration, if you will, of our 10th year of this program. We're dubbing it the Decade with Dave Show.
I got my coffee cup.
Yeah, we've got coffee cups. So. Okay, this wasn't my idea. I got a point. Can I just start that out? But the folks down at Hennepin, where I work, printed up a coffee cup. It's got my picture on it. It's got a Decade with Dave logo. And we're going to give one to everybody who comes to the show. So we're all going to have coffee together. We're going to be doing it out of identical mugs with my mug on it.
And where we're going to be set up is a perfect scenario for any morning, especially a Sunday morning. We're going to be right by Dunn Brothers Coffee, right there.
Right. Dunn Brothers opened up a coffee shop inside of our clinic and specialty center. And we're going to be right out in front. It's right in the atrium. It's really airy. It's got so it'll be wide open to with the artwork and the glass walls, and we're going to have chairs set up so you don't have to stand. We're going to have chairs set up for you, and we're going to have coffee out of the Decade with Dave mug.
Is there any room left? Any seats
there
left?
There are a few. I checked before we came, and there are a few seats left, so it is not too late to register, although it's getting close. So keep go ahead and register. The event is free. There is no cost. The parking's even free. We somehow convinced the security department to open up the parking ramp, and we're just going to open up the gate. So there'll be no charge. When can you park in downtown Minneapolis for free?
So this is at your own parking lot, and then you don't even have to go outside after you park. You take an elevator right up?
Take the elevator up from the parking – it's below ground. So if it's raining, no worries.
Yeah.
If you're worried about walking your way through downtown Minneapolis, you don't have to. You enter on Park Avenue between 8th and 9th Street. You go into the underground parking ramp, the gate will be up, or it'll be up when you leave, so you don't have to pay, and then just come to the first floor and join us. The show will be at its usual time, which is 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
Come a few minutes early, because you don't want to walk in at 7:30. You'll miss the festivities. You won't have time to get your coffee.
Got to get that coffee cup.
Yeah, so get there about 7, get your coffee, get a snack. To register for the free event, it's on June 10th. It's go to myhealthymatters.org. Just yesterday or the day before, I put a new link to it so it's easy to get to. I think we have a dozen spots or so left.
Okay.
There's a lot of people there, but we're limiting it because we can't have 400 people there. It would be too chaotic. But they'll be pushing 100 people there, and I think there might be about a dozen spots left. So go ahead and register today at myhealthymatters.org for the Decade with Dave event. The other thing I did want to tell you, and I'm going to start talking about this more, is that this live broadcast is just the launching of a summer series we're doing called Here for Health. You know, Hennepin's new slogan, our new motto, our tagline, if you will, is we're here for life. And so we're doing the Here for Health series. There is one session in July, August, and September. It will be held at the Clinic and Specialty Center where you can come and have, I don't want to say a class because it's not really going to be lectures. It's going to be a small group kind of informal learning on health topics by experts. in the setting where it happens. So a dermatologist will be there and show you a dermatology place. We're going to have an acupuncturist and a chiropractor showing you around that clinic. There'll be have a gastroenterologist letting you look at what a colonoscope looks like. It's going to be a great time. These are all free. One of them's on a Thursday night. I think two of them are on a Saturday morning. You do need to register. Seats are limited for these as well, but they all have some room left. Go to that same place that I just mentioned, myhealthymatters.org, and click on the link, and you can read all about what the offerings are going to be in the Here for Health series. Four things you can come to: the show and three of the community education events, all for free. It's a great way to learn something, get out a little bit, and learn from some experts.
And I must say, as we head to the phones, that how handy, if that's a good word, the building I was visiting here just a couple of days ago. I mean, you can go in this clinic. You have so many opportunities to take care of your health there. It's really,
everything's right there.
It's right there, yeah.
It's right there. And we've tried to make it really simple to get around. It's big. You know, big can be hard, but we have big now at Hennepin. The Hennepin County Medical Center campus is big. It's like four or five or six city blocks. But it was all scattered around. And that's fine for employees, but if you're a patient, it was a hassle to come to our great caregivers but have to find them. Well, you don't have to find them now. They're all in a one location. It flows really well for patients. And it's actually, architecturally, it's kind of cool. I actually like the building.
Really
and
is.
Unlike some healthcare systems, we didn't spend a ton of money on the artwork, but artwork was important to us. It was actually one of the things that was important to us. And so we have, I think it's like 600 pieces of artwork in the building. But we didn't go in, you know, to Christie's auction house and buy a Picasso. We enlisted local artists. And so there are local scenes, photography, paintings. There are glass sculptures, and the artwork is just fabulous.
Really
I love the artwork, and I love the way they went about
it. And it's so airy there.
Airy and beautiful. So that's the Clinic and Specialty Center. Come see us. I'd like
to
shake
your hand. 2 weeks from today.
2 weeks from today. Denny, you'll be there.
I'll be there. I have to get into makeup, but I'll be there. All right.
I don't think there's any help for the likes of us with makeup.
Oh, well, whatever. Yeah, but it will be a good time. So we hope to see you there. I'll tell you what, let's do this. Let's go to the phone. There's a line open if you want to use it. 651-989-9226. Text 81807. We're getting both. Debbie is calling from Edina. Debbie, thanks for waiting. What's your question, please?
I have a rather indelicate thing for breakfast on Sunday, but I haven't had a normal bowel movement for a very long time. So I went to my doctor, and she took blood tests, and I have my vitamin A was at 8, or vitamin D was at 8. So she put me on 50,000 units of vitamin D twice a week and probiotics, and it's not working. So I looked up endocrine, let's see what's it. And exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, and I think I have that. Do you think I should wait longer to find out more, or just she said to wait until July?
Yeah, that's interesting. It is possible, but not likely. And the reason I say that is exocrine, your pancreas does two big functions. The endocrine function are the hormones to like insulin, and the exocrine function are digestive things. Your pancreas spits out all kinds of enzymes and the like to help you digest food and therefore move it along. The reason I say not likely is just that statistically that's not a big problem in the human pancreas. They tend to work quite well. So that probably wouldn't be it. Anything's possible. Let me go back to your vitamin D. Your vitamin D levels are low. A vitamin D level of 8 is very low. I've stopped checking vitamin D levels. I almost never check, because they're always low. And so I just tell people, and there's not a lot of evidence that doing it, what should you do? But I do recommend that people get your, you know, take vitamin D supplements if you're not, if you're fatigued or just for general bone health, it's probably a good idea. So your levels are low. I don't know if there's any relationship to your bowels. There are about 20 or 30 bowel problems that are probably worth looking at in you, Debbie. The pancreas one, I think, is a little less likely. It could be some kind of irritable bowel problem. It could be a malabsorption problem along the lines of gluten sensitivity. That would be more common than with the pancreas issue. Gluten sensitivity is a real deal, although it's not as real as many people think they have it, not all do. But there is a really, truly a gluten sensitivity, as a disease called celiac disease, which is on the rise. So you might look into that. There's blood tests for celiac disease. I would look to make sure you're getting enough fiber in your diet. I would look to make sure you're getting enough fluids in your diet. When all those things are done, then perhaps you could maybe go look at the pancreas issue. But I think it's probably not it. But as always, as you said, Debbie, you don't agree, or you've looked it up and it sounds like what you have. And I could be wrong. I could be. But I think it's something I would just put lower on the list of probabilities.
All right. Very good. We have to take a quick break as usual. 651-989-9226. Text is 81807. We'll pick up on both your phone calls and text messages when we return. Welcome back to Healthy Matters. It's an open line show today. You drive the show, your phone calls and text messages. We have both. 651-989-9226. One line is open if you'd like to fill it. Or if it's easier, send a text, 81807. All right, Dr. Hilden, let's go back to the phones. Joanne is calling from Monticello with a question. Thank you, Joanne.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. My question is, my son got together with a bunch of his buddies yesterday with the nice weather that lives on a lake. So they were out boating and tubing. He got dumped pretty hard on the tube, came home probably last night around 10 o'clock, bent over on the by the table, just an excruciating ear pain. So debating, going back and forth, it was so bad. He couldn't walk around, pain. Almost took him to the emergency room, but decided just to give him ibuprofen and a heating pad. But wondering, so I then started looking it up online, and it looks like symptoms were kind of falling in line with a potentially torn eardrum or ruptured eardrum. Is that probably what I'm looking at? It was falling under the water skiing injury yeah. type thing. Should I take him to the emergency room today or just treat the symptoms or treat what we got, and where should I go with
I might do that. Joanne, is his hearing okay?
It seems to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You when you were describing the issue on the lake, it did sound like it sounds like consistent with your eardrum problems and a perforation. High pressure, water squirting in there actually can rupture it because the eardrum is, I think it's like 7 cell layers thick. It's just the smallest little thin little membrane, and the pressure can perforate it. I think I would have it looked at. I don't think this is an emergency. You have to drop the phone now and race 90 miles an hour to get in there. But I think I might take a look at it before the holiday weekend's over today. Because somebody can look in there, some of the dangers of a perforated eardrum are infection. That it is also a barrier between the outside world and your middle ear, and so he's at a little bit higher risk for infection. They can also look at the extent of it. If it's completely intact, that's what you're hoping for, or just a small little pinhole tear, or is there a larger tear in the eardrum? And probably what they – and it would be good to know that, because very small holes might just heal up on their own. And larger ones maybe would not. And I think the minimum they would probably do is give you an antibiotic drop to try to reduce the risk of infection even if there's nothing else that needs to be done. So Joanne, it sounds worse than it is because people say, "Oh my gosh, I ruptured my eardrum." But often it's just a small little hole that can heal up. And even if it didn't, people can have, people get tubes put in their ears all the time, yeah. which isn't an intentional perforation, and that does heal up. So the eardrum will heal up. But I think in order just to make sure there's not an infection risk, I think it would be a good idea to probably have it looked at on a urgent but not emergent basis,
right.
if that makes sense.
Well, good luck, Joanne.
I've had a lot of kind of lake injuries that you don't think about. I had a guy who ruptured a leg thing, and I have had more than one person with an eardrum problem. With I think they were all water skiing.
Uh-huh.
So I would have them looked at. It's pressure in the ears, yes.
All right, Joanne, thank you. Let's see. Allison Lindstrom is calling in, and we'll get some text messages. Alice, good morning. What is your question for the doctor?
Good morning. We live on a lake also, and kids are coming out and going into the water. They're boiling hot and just run on the dock and plump in the water. And is this not so good, or because they're younger, they can maybe take all this stuff. The older people like me kind of walk out slowly.
Come on, Alice. I'm counting on you to go out there and take a running leap and do a cannonball off the dock. All these folks who live on, I'm getting kind of jealous. I'm coming out, Alice. I'll expect an Arnie Palmer ready for me. A little iced tea and some lemonade would be lovely.
Probably will do that.
It is an interesting question about summer safety and at lakes. For the vast majority of the time, it's safe. Obviously, if these are young children, I would just have an adult to supervise to make sure that somebody's not drowning in the lake. But jumping in the water and doing cannonballs and splashing around and all that stuff, that's generally pretty safe. That, like I was talking about with the previous call, it is possible that like high speed or big trauma onto your ear can cause some problems. So like that's why you shouldn't cup somebody over the ears, you know, that you know, like hit them in the side of the head. But a little bit of general lake roughhousing, I think, is probably okay as long as there's some supervision going on. So if they're small children. Now, that being said, lake injuries are a real thing. People can twist ankles. They can twist necks. Those are serious things. And so that's to be looked out for. The one thing I would say about jumping off of the dock is the depth of the water. And if the water is not deep, well over the head of a person, then they shouldn't be diving head first. That's a dangerous thing. Probably the thing I should have mentioned even earlier. You don't dive head first into 3 feet of water.
No.
I'm hitting the bottom. It can be very dangerous for the neck. So, but if you got a floating dock that's out in the middle of the lake and your youthful ones are practicing their jumps and their dives, I think that's okay.
All right, very good. Thanks, Alice. Just a reminder to our listeners, we'll need to take a break here in about a minute, but to alert our listeners, we have another half hour of the show to go on before we do.
Wanted to remark about last week's show. I did a blog post about menopause. I encourage you to go look at it. Dr. Tara Gastillo is one of the experts on menopause. We talked a lot. We talked mostly about menopausal symptoms, and we talked about various treatments and solutions for women with menopausal symptoms. I did a blog post. It's at myhealthymatters.org. I did some pictures of Dr. Gastillo, some links to get relief if you're having hot flashes or other symptoms. So that is all at myhealthymatters.org. It's up there now. You can check it out today. And there's treatments for menopausal symptoms that we went over last week, some that people don't know about because menopausal symptoms can be really significant for people, including hot flashes. So go to myhealthymatters.org and check it out.
Good deal. We'll take this break, be back, as I said, with another half hour of the show to go. Yes, good morning. We are doing an open line show today. That means your general health questions for Dr. David Hilden, either by phone or by text. Let me give you, we've cleared the line, so if you want to use the phone for your questions, 651-989-9226. Text, again, is 81807. As you can see, Doctor, we have a bunch of those. Again, 2 weeks from today, our broadcast from that beautiful new building.
2 weeks from today is the Decade with Dave celebratory show. There are a handful of seats left available. It's general admission, so even if you're if you're just RSVPing now, you can still get a good seat. Go to myhealthymatters.org, click on the logo, and you can register right there. It's free. Parking's free. It's June 10th. In downtown Minneapolis at the Clinic and Specialty Center of Hennepin Healthcare. We've even got free swag for you. You might get a coffee mug.
With your mug on it.
With my mug on it. We're going to fill it with coffee. We're going to have a little, we're going to do a show. I'm going to have a few guests come by, and we're going to talk a little bit about health. I'm going to get to meet you. Sign up at myhealthymatters.org. And while you're there, check out the offerings in our Here for Health education series, which is coming up in July, August, and September, a couple hours on a day in each of those 3 months to learn about some health topics from really fun and engaging expert people. It's all free. Everything's free. MyHealthyMatters.org. You can check that out. And also, I did a post about menopause. A lot of people were commenting about how much menopause symptoms and the like are a big portion of their life, and they want some good information. So we brought one of the nations,
yeah,
but one of our leading gynecologist, the chief of obstetrics and gynecology, Dr. Tara Gastillo, was in here last week, and we talked about some innovative and effective ways to treat mostly hot flashes, but other treatments of menopause. I've got a little blog post about her at myhealthymatters.org, including a link on how to get some relief from hot flashes through the treatment of acupuncture. So I encourage you to go to myhealthymatters.org for that, as well as to sign up for the Decade with Dave show. My guess is that if you wait too much longer on the signing up for the show, you maybe will have missed your chance. So I would go today.
We have a ton of text messages we haven't gotten to yet.
Should I take some of those?
Yeah, let's
do that. Is this a good time? All right, let's start out with the first one that came in at the top of the show. In the winter months, we get wind chill where our skin will freeze. Are there any charts that say we will burn in so many minutes with or without sunscreen? That's a really good question. And I don't know of any like chart you can look at that says you're safe for this many minutes. And because everyone's skin is so different, which is not quite how it is with wind chill, where the body freezes. Because skin is different based on how much melanin you have. People have different skin tones, different skin colors, and the like. Like a fair-haired or a red-headed, freckled person will burn really fast, whereas a brown-skinned person might have a little more protective. But everybody can get sunburn. The suggestion is that if you're out in the sun without sunscreen, it's just 10 minutes. 10, 15 minutes you can burn. And so since that's such a short period of time, the recommendation from most health professionals that I know is to wear sunscreen whenever you're out in the sun, certainly on these hot days. But it's not even just the heat, it's the sun. And so certainly on this Memorial Day weekend, I would put sunscreen on 20 minutes before you even set foot outside the door. You can use one of two kinds of sunscreen. The first kind is a chemical sunscreen. These are often cheaper, and they're the ones that have been around for a long time. But a lot of people are a little uncomfortable with a chemical reaction in your skin. They work by causing a chemical reaction so the ultraviolet rays don't harm your skin. They're very effective. They do have to be applied more often. The second kind are barrier type. They simply reflect the sun's rays right off your skin. They don't cause any chemical reaction at all. They just reflect the rays. Many of you might remember skiing in Aspen with people who had white noses and white faces. They had zinc on their face simply because it reflected the sunlight. The newer barrier sunscreens are clear. They still have zinc or titanium in them, but they're clear. Somebody made a micro particleize so that they don't make white paint on your skin. But get one of those two kind, a chemical or a barrier type of sunscreen.
All right.
Do I have time for more?
Absolutely.
All right. We'll do more. There's a lot of these. So that was maybe too long-winded. I'll try to be faster here, huh? What are your thoughts on thermography versus mammography as a diagnostic tool? My thoughts are that we should always do the thing that is most proven scientifically. And when I say that, mammography is proven scientifically, so for detection of breast cancer. When I say proven scientifically, that doesn't mean it's perfect. In fact, it's very imperfect. It's been around since Queen Victoria was ruling the empire, you know? Radiography is a very old science, and mammography is old, but it has so much evidence behind it. We know what it can do. We know what it can't do. And so I do recommend a mammogram for all women at age 50 and for many women at age 40. You should be talking to your doctor about getting it at age 40. The current guidelines from most places are to start at age 50, but I have a conversation with women at age 40. Certainly, if you know a family member with breast cancer, younger would be a better way to go. Thermography and other kinds of newer things to detect cancers are promising, and I don't want to disparage them. They might actually have some benefit, but we just don't know enough, so I tend to stick with what we know. Let's see. Here's a question that's on the text line that says, neuropathy, what's the treatment for it? Neuropathy can be due to many causes. It is a numbness or a tingling or what we call a paresthesia usually in your legs, but it can be in your fingers. The most common cause would be diabetes. And if you have diabetes, neuropathy is a condition that develops many years after the onset of diabetes, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years after being diagnosed with diabetes, you can get it. The treatment is simply to control your diabetes. On the other hand, if you have neuropathy from a vitamin B12 deficiency, the treatment is to take vitamin B12. So that's something that so they're completely different. People can get a neuropathy from a pinched nerve in your lower back, in which case exercises, physical therapy, acupuncture, and maybe even surgery are the treatments. So there's a lot of different treatments depending on the cause. If you have numbness or tingling or weird sensations in your legs and you don't know why, go to a neurologist and first of all, try to figure out what it's from. Let's see. Here's one that says, can you explain a partial loss of vision following a hernia surgery last June? Before the surgery, I only needed weak reader glasses, but since the surgery, I've needed prescription glasses for both distance and reading. I'm going to answer, can I explain that? No.
Wow.
I can't find any connection between those two. I think it's very likely just coincidental. I could be wrong, but I would be drawing a complete blank on that.
By the way, let me give the phone number, too, if somebody wants to call in their question. 651-989-9226. Again, text is 81807.
Okay, chugging through these listener questions. Here's one that says, what would cause bleeding into an arthritic finger joint, and what damage might that be doing to that joint? It's the right index finger, and it happens sporadically. That's interesting. A bleeding into a joint has a medical term because that's what keeps us in business, you know. We have to come up with big words for simple things. It's literally bleeding into your joint, but the medical term is hemarthrosis. Heme, bleeding, arthrosis, you know, is joint. Trauma is usually the main cause of bleeding into joints. You did something. You twisted it. You broke it. That can be a cause of bleeding. If someone has a bleeding disorder, however, such as low platelets or other kinds of coagulation problems, it might be just very minor trauma, just, you know, general use that causes you to bleed into the joint. I would have a joint doctor, very specifically, I would have a rheumatologist look at this. There are some inflammatory conditions that can cause fluid buildup in a joint, but it's usually not blood. So if there is fluid building up in your joint and it's bleeding into that joint, that might be something that a rheumatologist should check out. Probably what they should do is take a little sample of the fluid and see if they can figure out what that is. I would see a rheumatologist. I might note that in 2 weeks at our live show, we're going to have Dr. Rawad Nasser, a great rheumatologist, on the show. So that's the kind of person you would see for that. Here's a question about tinnitus.
Okay.
So tinnitus, raise your hand, everybody out there. You're sitting there having coffee. If you've had a ringing in your ears, buzzing in your ears, a weird kind of sound in your ears. I had one woman describe it as a foghorn in her ears. So that's called tinnitus. And it has a lot of different causes. Here's a question that says, is there a connection between dehydration and tinnitus, caffeine and tinnitus? It's been worse these past couple of days in my right ear. First, the caffeine. For a long time, we blamed caffeine for everything. And there's a lot of people who say you should lay off coffee if you have tinnitus. I actually read a study some years ago. I can't remember the study or where it was, but it was a huge study of like 60,000 people where they found that the coffee drinkers had less tinnitus than did the non-coffee drinkers. So that sort of turned upside down the prevailing wisdom that caffeine made tinnitus worse. So I think the jury is out. If you're having ringing or buzzing in your ear, I think it could be caffeine, but maybe not. It is far more likely to be aging. Tinnitus happens more often along with another condition of aging called presbycusis. We're into big words day today. Presbycusis is the loss of hearing as you age. And tinnitus is that ringing or buzzing in your ears. They go hand in hand. So it could literally be aging. It could be due to loud noises you've had. It could be due to medications. Aspirin in high doses causes it. Many of the diuretics we give, many chemotherapy agents, they all cause tinnitus. So go see an ear, nose, throat, or an audiologist.
Very good. We need to take a break. We'll do that right now. We have more calls and more text messages to answer here on Healthy Matters on Sunday morning. And welcome back to Healthy Matters, an open line show today. Your phone calls and text messages, we have a bunch of both. And I know, let's grab another text.
I just want to finish the other one about tinnitus. Is there a connection between dehydration and tinnitus? And that is a maybe. That might be. So if your ears are ringing, go hydrate up and drink a lot of water.
Oh,
to the phones.
Good. All right, Irene in St. Paul first up. Irene, you're on with the doctor.
Yes, I Yeah, doctor, I was just wondering what causes thyroid? My doctor put me on some medication. I was just curious to know, what is thyroid?
Right.
What causes thyroid?
Absolutely, Irene. Your thyroid is a little gland that sits in the front of your neck, right below the Adam's apple. It is sort of, I like to call it sort of the throttle of your heart, or of your heart, of your body. It regulates your body's activities, like how fast your metabolism's going or slow. So if your thyroid is overactive, people get things like they get sweaty, their hair falls out, they get a racing heart, they lose weight, they get kind of jittery, and it's not good for a person. So we do things to slow it down. The opposite side, that's called hyperthyroidism. The hypothyroidism is a low thyroid. It's working too slow. It's like someone stepping on the brake while you're trying to be driving a car. Your thyroid is underactive, so you get constipation, your skin gets dry, you gain a little weight, you get fatigued, and so your doctor will replace your thyroid hormone with a pill. Both of those are treatable. Too active or underactive, very treatable, safe treatments, and you should get those treated. There's other problems with the thyroid is that it can sometimes get cancer. Thyroid cancer is not particularly uncommon, also treatable. And so those are all different problems that you would see. Your primary care doctor can do it, or you can go to an endocrinologist. That's a hormone doctor. If you need a specialist. So that's what your thyroid does. Think of it as sort of like the brake and gas pedal of your body. If someone's stepping on the gas too much, your body's going too fast, it needs to get slowed down. If someone's stepping on the brake too much, it needs to get sped up a little bit. And you can get a whole bunch of kind of nonspecific symptoms, and they're all treatable.
Very good. Let's see who's next. Dave is calling from Andover. Dave, you're on with the doctor.
Yeah, I'll try and make it real quick. I had a knee replacement surgery a year ago. The medial meniscus was pretty well shot. Osteoarthritis. Went in 2 weeks ago for a annual follow-up. My knee has remained fairly swollen. I just heard you mention something about fluid on the knee, and that's the case here. When they did the x-ray, it showed that the replacement apparatus is just a little bit out of where it was, so it seems to have moved slightly.
It's out of alignment.
Yeah, and like I say, it remains swollen. He took a big syringe of fluid off the knee and did two vials of blood draw to see if there's an infection in there. And I was just wondering, I believe he mentioned the word PICO infection. It can be very difficult to determine whether or not there actually is an infection. And if there is an infection, they remove the replacement knee and treat it for a couple months or something and then replace it. I was wondering what the ramifications would be of just living with this infection.
Right. Good questions, Dave. An infected joint is a serious thing. It has to get treated with a lot of antibiotics. If you have hardware in there, you need to take the hardware out. And so they sometimes treat you with a few weeks of antibiotics with the hardware out and then later go and replace your knee. So you're literally without a knee joint for a while. Infections aren't anything to mess with, though. It does require long-term antibiotic treatment. So they can be hard to detect, but not usually. Usually they can pull some fluid out of there and determine if it's infected and then put you on the right thing. They try to leave the hardware in if they can, but if they can't and it's infected, it usually does need to come out. It's a bummer for you, but it is the right thing to do. Sorry, I don't have any more time to get into more detail than that, but that's kind of the basics of knee joint infection.
We have just seconds to go before the end of the show. What's next week's show?
Next week's show, we're going to talk about mammography and breast health with Dr. Sievert and Leah Hahn. They've been on in the show before.
Excellent.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.